One of the issues facing investors in today's troubled economy is how do you choose the right investments? And let's face it, with the economy going upside down in the last several years, a lot of folks have lost a lot of money in the stock market, in speculating in offshore oil wells or whatever the next gimmick is. Even in real estate, a lot of folks speculated, they bet on the come. They invested based on what they hoped it would be rather than what it was. And that certainly doesn't make sense in investment. There are several things, however, that do make sense in an investment. And these are the things that you should consider when choosing a right investment. Number one, you should consider safety. Is your money insured? And is it collateralized? Private lenders have a really fantastic opportunity because as a private lender, your money is secured with a lien against the property, number one. And number two, you're insured. You're insured against title defects by title insurance, and you're insured by hazard insurance should your collateral ever burn down or get messed up or lost in an earthquake or whatever. So safety is really key when making an investment decision. And safety in personal lending is phenomenal because of this, both collateralization and insurance. The second thing you need to make sure of and look for in choosing a right investment is security. You want to make sure that your collateral doesn't go anywhere. One of the great things about private lending is that your money is secured by real estate. A, they're not making any more, and B, it's certainly not moving down the road, even in California if you're worried about earthquakes. You know, so you're secure. You're safe. And the third thing you need to look for, in my opinion, in today's market is liquidity. You know, the market is changing so rapidly that you don't want to get involved in an investment that's going to tie up your money for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. That makes no sense. You want to be able to pull your money out after a reasonably short period of time to adjust with the markets. As a private investor, you're looking at an investment as a minimum of 6 months, all the way up to a maximum of about 36 months, just like a CD rate would be at the bank. So your money is secure, and you choose what type of investment you want to do. If you want to do the 6 month on the low end, that's great. If you want to do the 36 month on the high end for a little bit better return, that's also good, but it's entirely up to you. The next thing you need to consider at choosing the right investment is the return on your money. Now, let's face it. With inflation going up, if you're only getting a 1% or 2% return on your CDs at the bank or your IRA or 401k is only getting that kind of return, ultimately you're losing money if what you're receiving on your money is lower than the rate of inflation. If inflation's 5%, you want to make sure you're getting at least 5%, if not more. The great thing about private lending is you're going to be making 2, 3, 4 times even what the bank rates are, so you can stay ahead of inflation. And last, you want to make sure that you get involved in an investment with something that A, has been around for a long time so that you know that the technique works. It's not some new pie in the sky, newfangled, shiny object. And B, you want to make sure that you're working with players that know what they're doing, that are going to be here for a long time and have been around for a while. The best way to get to know us is to pick up the phone and give us a call or drop us a quick email. We'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have about private lending.